Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 9, 1805. The Big Dry River. On May 8, the party discovered a large river with water of a milky appearance. They thought it might be the river that the Mandan told them they would find, saying that it scolds all others. They named it the Milk River. Today, the captains discover a big dry river. The lack of water puzzles them, but they conclude that it must carry water to the Missouri only in the early spring from rainstorms and melting snow. They name this river Big Dry River. It is now called Big Dry Fork and is in Macon and Garfield counties, Montana. Captain Lewis describes this river in detail, along with the events of the day.
Set out at an early hour, the wind being favorable, we used our sails and proceeded very well. The country in appearance is much as yesterday, with this difference, that the land appears more fertile, particularly in the larboard hills, which are not so stony and less broken. Today we pass the bed of the most extraordinary river I have ever beheld. It is as wide as the Missouri is at this place, or 1/2 mile wide, and not containing a single drop of running water, some small stand-in pools being all the water that could be perceived. This river, I presume, must extend back as far as the Black Hills, and probably is the channel through which a great extent of the plain country discharges their superfluous waters in the spring season. This stream, if such it can be properly termed, we called Big Dry River. I killed 4 plover this evening, of a different kind from any I have yet seen. It resembles the gray or whistling plover more than any other of this family of birds, though it is much larger. It is about the size of the yellow-legged plover, common to the United States, and called the Jack Curlew by some. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 9, 1805.
Captain Lewis killed a fat buffalo this day, and Charbonneau made his popular boudin blanc, or as Biddle called it, poudang, which the party relished. The plover Lewis describes was in fact a willet, Catatrophorus semipalmatus, and new to science. Tomorrow, boils and impostumes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.